Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Millie Youngquist and Diane Gallagher about Washington's 175th celebration in June. This is part two of a two-part interview.
If people are interested in getting more information about all of these events, where can they do that?
Well, there's going to be a lot of publicity over the next 2.5 months. The 1st of April, we plan on putting up 18 small banners around the square advertising the dates of the event. And there will also be larger banners put out on East Washington and West Madison streets. There will be a countywide flyer that will be going out April 1st, and that will list the events and all the times. There will be posters up again with a schedule of weekly events, and those will be put around town.
All right. And are you still looking for volunteers with any of these events? And if so, where should they call?
Yes, we're always looking for volunteers. They should call the Chamber of Commerce office, and I'm sorry, I don't know the number off the top of my head. There is also a place on the website, washingtoniowa.org/175th, where a person can go and sign up and get the email contacts for the people of the different days.
And with all of these events, I'm sure fundraising is continuing, and with that you have some merchandise. Can you let people know about this?
Sure. We are in the process of putting up a display window of 175th merchandise at the Village. The merchandise is being sold at the Chamber, at Simply Spa, and the Dodici Shop. We have really nice thermal shirts. We have quarter zip-up golf jackets. We have coasters. We have a Christmas ornament for 2014. We have stadium blankets. What am I forgetting, Millie? We have so much stuff.
There's some towels.
Some tea towels.
Tea towels.
Baby blankets. We have some vintage bags. Really nice vintage bags.
That are embroidered with the logo.
Yes. And we will be selling t-shirts at the end of the month. And businesses may want to consider buying t-shirts for their employees.
And at this time, would you like to highlight the magazine?
Yes. Craig Swift, a local artist, came to us in the fall saying he wanted to do something for the celebration. So it was his idea to put together this magazine, kind of like a life or a look magazine, if you remember that, of a lot of pictures from the past, pictures from the recent past, and even looking into the future with new developments coming to Washington. And that magazine has been published, and it's in all the places that we have been selling our things, and also in the courthouse, at Sittler Supplies, Washington Lumber, Coffee Corner, the UP Home, Halcyon House, Hy-Vee, and the Hometown Inn and Suites. And it costs $5. Now, it's a limited edition because we are not going to be doing any more reprints. I understand that it has been going very well. So if you're interested in that, do check it out and purchase your copy now.
And is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners at this time?
Well, we're still short on funding, so we would like to ask the public for donations in whatever amount they feel comfortable, and their contributions can be mailed to Washington 175th Celebration at Post Office Box 252, Washington, Iowa.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Millie Youngquist and Diane Gallagher about Washington's 175th celebration this June. This is part two of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.